Hey guys and gals, it's Tim. Just want to give you a heads up. Some of you may have noticed the album art for this week's episode and be a little confused or disturbed. Want to let you know you'll probably be able to figure out what it means by the end of the episode. And also want to let you know there's plenty more disturbing and offensive things to come on this week's show. So you're all set! Let's do it, baby! Woo! Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Welcome to Tancast episode number 32, by request of Put It In My Butt, Noah.
Noah asks that you put it in his butt, and then give
what,
him
what? In his butt?
I ask in that his you butt. Do it ass to ass.
coming right out of the box with classiness. That's Tancast's way.
I know it's pretty, baby, but I didn't take it out for air.
That's Eddie's favorite line.
It's a good line.
Oh, I love that line. Oh, that movie just wounds your inner child, though.
What movie is this you're talking about?
No, it's Requiem for a Dream.
Ah, I like that music in that movie.
What in my butt? What in my butt? Come on.
There's a mashup that needs to happen. What in my butt? With Requiem for a Dream.
But that's
go on, Andrew Tron, make it happen.
Does ass to ass with another girl with the dildo.
Yes. Jennifer Connelly, who does not seem to age.
It's so hot and kind of wrong at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're sad, but you still want to spank to it.
Like, why do you do this to yourself, Jennifer?
Like, sorry, Jesus. That's from Clerks too.
But yeah, it's although I really doubt it was her, it was still very hot. I was like, Jennifer Connelly doing ass to ass.
You gotta believe it, Noah. Believe it in your soul, and then it's true.
It's like, just about waiting to see all my life in a movie.
By the way, I'm Tim, the perverted T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the ass-loving A in Tancast.
I'm Noah.
And this is Noah, the nut-nibbling N in Tancast.
I'm the what-what in your butt.
You are not the what-what in anybody's butt. Well, you might be, because you love putting it in butts.
Yep. Noah likes to pretend that that people are sock puppets. Get the whole hand up in there and make them talk.
I was looking at this modcast thread on View Askew, and people were arguing about whether or not a marionette was a puppet. Because they considered a puppet something you had to shove a hand up its ass.
I would consider it a puppet.
Yeah, they got straightened out, whoever it was.
That's good.
Who did they get straightened out by? Like the Marionette Society of America?
Yeah.
We're the current authority on marionettes and puppets.
We are puppets! We want rights now!
It's all the people who loved being John Malkovich just came out of the woodwork. It's an art form! Sorry, it's kind of random.
I was talking about being John Malkovich, where he was like a marionette person.
Yep, he was a puppeteer.
Puppeteer. It's like, that was his job.
John Cusack was. I was like, John Malkovich was just John Malkovich. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yes, he was being John Malkovich.
Malkovich! That's my favorite scene in that whole movie.
That was fucking bizarre.
Yes, it was.
Like, how do you even come up with that? Like, what would Malkovich see when he went inside his own head? I think everyone would look at him and they would say, Malkovich. Genius.
Including him when he tries to express his frustration and dismay.
I think that's the capper to the whole part is when he just yells out Malkovich with the scared ass look on his face.
Charlie Kaufman, what the fuck are you smoking?
Write in and tell us at tancast.com.
Do you know Spike Jonze, who directed? He directed Being John Malkovich, right?
Did he?
I thought he did.
Let's find out. IMDb.
What's wrong, Tim?
Sorry. I was looking for a dirty joke for Tancast, and I found it. Or excuse me, Tan Laughs, not Tan Cast.
You ask and you shall receive.
Yep.
It was Spike Jones.
Oh, that's not quite right.
He is directing Where the Wild Things Are. There's
yes,
a live action movie.
That'll
very
be
interesting.
Weird.
I actually saw some pictures, like two pictures of it recently. I'm like, looks okay.
I've never really gotten into Where the Wild Things Are.
Ah, I liked it.
All right.
I was never real big on it as a kid either.
I knew a girl who had like the whole little scene where they're kind of walking in a row, all the monsters and the kid. I think it's on the cover of the book. She had like that,
I'm like,
that.
I don't know if you recall. I did. I said I wasn't into it, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've seen the book, haven't you?
It's kind of a Muppet looking guy on the cover.
There's a bunch of monsters with a kid in like a white outfit wearing a crown.
Sure.
But anyways, she had that whole scene tattooed on her back.
Yikes.
It looked good.
Yikes.
So apparently she was Where the Wild Things Are. Wild Things.
You guys actually, you've seen her actually. She used to come to the house.
Oh. Is that a metaphor? Is that a euphemism for I used to hit that?
No.
And then you put it in her butt. What in the butt?
Oh, Tim, you gonna do a remix?
No.
Tim's gonna do a remix. Tim's gonna do a remix. He's gonna.
Hang on. Let me lay down a bit for Tim.
What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna do a remix. you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Tim, if you were in jail, you would be someone else's bitch.
No, Tim would be in there declaring that it's hard out there for a pimp.
I would snap first day inside and be that crazy guy that nobody wanted to mess with.
Yep. Snap and do what?
Snap. I'm just
scream
being crazy.
Like a little girl?
No, you Tim know, would be in there punching himself in the face. I'm not pretty, motherfucker!
Like, I'd be like, I would just pretend away. That I lost a dollar in blackjack, and then the anger that would pour out of me would scare every other prisoner. Listen, I murdered a family in their sleep, but I'm not touching that guy.
Have you guys seen 25th Hour?
Yes.
No, I stopped after the 23rd hour because I wasn't into it.
Spike Jones. Right. No, Spike Lee. Wrong Spike.
Right. Shut up, Tim.
Well,
Spike
if
Lee
you haven't seen that movie,
with Edward Norton.
There's going to be spoilers. Are you going to see the movie, Tim?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, there's a scene where the guy's
Brian
going to prison.
Cox.
This is spoilers, by the way, if you haven't seen the movie. And he wants his friends to beat the shit out of him, so he's ugly. I mean, I don't know if it's a real spoiler, but...
Spoiler!
Well, the whole point of
that
the movie
reminds
is,
me, I wanted to get
into a
discussion about the end of Dark Knight at some point. Because I want to hear your guys' thoughts on something. So that's going to be a major spoiler for Dark Knight coming up soon.
Okay.
Like,
but
now?
In the meantime... Oh, are you ready for it? Tan Laughs! So here's the one I found that made me laugh and yet go, aww. A teenager is walking downtown and a girl whispers to him, blowjob, $5. He gives her a strange look and keeps walking. Soon another girl does the same thing. Confused, he keeps walking. The first thing out of his mouth when he returned home was, Mom, what's a blowjob? His mom replies, $5, just like in town.
Oh, so wrong.
Nailed it. Is anybody sending Tan Laughs to Andy? Is Andy getting a steady stream of laughs?
No, Andy did not get any Tan Laughs this week. Andy wishes he hadn't blown his load the other week and told so many of the Tan Laughs. He wish he'd kept some in reserve.
Tan Casties, send your Tan Laughs to Andy at tancast.com.
Well, I actually have one.
Yay! Noah has something besides a vagina.
I actually have three, but I'm gonna. Unlike Andy, I'm not gonna blow my load all at once. I'm gonna save it.
Was he sent in to you?
Yeah, Bryce sent these in to me. He actually posted them on my MySpace. If you're quite done.
I think so.
I'm gonna pick the one I found amusing. I think I've heard this before, but hey, why not? What did the leper say to the hooker?
Keep the tip.
There you go. Ba-da-dum.
Hey, did you guys hear about the benefit hockey game with all the lepers?
No.
There was a face-off in the corner.
Oh. That's good. Leper jokes.
What do you call a leper that
Oh, now he's blowing his load again.
Sorry. Hey, these are coming out of my head. What do you call a leper that you toss into the pool?
Stew.
Yes!
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs on your doorstep?
Matt.
There you go.
What do you call the same guy if you toss him in the ocean?
Bob.
I don't know why I'm re-laughing. These are all very stupid, hateful jokes. So, yeah, to all the multi-amputees listening to Tancast, how the fuck did you hit the play button? Really?
I don't know, but at least he won't leave us a negative comment.
I was trying to be pissed off at those guys, but my tongue cramped up.
Aw, licky keyboard yuck.
Oh.
A lot of germs and bacteria on the old keyboard. All right.
I've got a stupid joke. You guys probably know the punchline to it, but shall I go for it?
Sure.
Well, sure, what the hell. So a guy gets on an airplane and takes his seat. As he settles in, he glances up and sees a beautiful woman boarding the plane, and he realizes she's heading straight towards his seat, and he starts to get a little nervous. Sure enough, she sits down right next to him, and eager to strike up a conversation, he says, "Business trip or vacation?" She turns and smiles at him and says, "Business, I'm going to the annual Nymphomaniac convention in Chicago." The guy is instantly excited, and struggling to maintain his outward cool, he asks, "What's your business role at this convention?" She says, "I'm a lecturer. I use my experiences to debunk some popular myths about sexuality." He says, "Really? Like what kind of myths?" She says, "Well, one popular myth is that African-American men are the most well-endowed, when in fact it is the Native American Indian who is the most likely to possess that trait. Another popular myth is that French men are the best lovers, when actually it's men of Jewish descent." Suddenly the woman becomes very embarrassed and blushes. "I'm sorry, I shouldn't be discussing this with you. I don't even know your name." "Tonto," says the man. "Tonto Goldstein."
Nice. Stephen Wright had a joke like that, except it was shorter.
Yeah. And, I believe it or not, where I'm reading it from, I shortened it up as I went.
I got on a bus with this really good-looking woman. This is Stephen Wright's delivery, in case you, for those who are not aware, this really good-looking woman got on the bus next to me, and she said, "I'm a nymphomaniac, but I only get turned on by Jewish cowboys. By the way, my name's Carol. Hi, my name's Bucky Goldstein."
I love Stephen Wright. I love the bit about, "I want to get an all-over tattoo of myself, except taller."
"I used to work at a fire hydrant factory, but I couldn't park anywhere near the place."
Stephen Wright.
Is he still around?
That last Comedy Central benefit for leukemia, or no, not leukemia. John Stewart's disease. Nice.
It was the night of too many stars.
Autism. Yeah, leukemia and autism. Almost exactly the same.
Yep.
You can see how I would get those confused.
I definitely see.
Chris Rock was a guest, but he wasn't allowed to do his act. Suppose this was the bit anyway. He wasn't allowed to do his act because he was about to do a HBO special. So him and Stephen Wright did each other's bits, and it was somewhat amusing.
It was a little surreal. It wasn't as funny as it could have been.
Exactly.
I don't think Chris Rock quite had the delivery for it.
Did Chris Rock try to do Stephen Wright's voice, or he just did it in his own delivery?
Yeah, they both did in their own delivery style, but each other's jokes.
Oh, okay.
"Sometimes there's black people and there's niggers." He didn't do that, but man, that'd have been funny.
I was waiting for a nigger joke out of him. That just killed it. Because that is some of Chris Rock's niggers. Best material.
That would have been hilarious. "I hate niggers."
That and the toss my salad stuff.
"I love black people."
"I'd lick my balls." I think all the Chris Rock material is stuff that you just could not repeat around your grandmother.
It's a tall salad man.
Yeah. I prefer syrup.
I prefer
haunting houses
syrup.
In Japan. I love you, baby.
You can she start... hear you?
No. She's going to listen to this later, I'm sure.
You should teach your child to do that.
Yes, I
that
want
should
my
be his first word, just to really freak her out.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
It just looks up from the crib. A big Caitlin-shaped hole in the wall as she goes running away.
I think Caitlin would hate you forever.
Oh, but the question is, would it be worth the joke?
Probably not.
Oh, man. Good times.
Good times. Anytime you need them, baby.
Look at me being blacker than you, Noah. Hang on, let me get my ethnic on here. Yo, mama's so fat.
Taxi! That's my favorite one. That's my favorite Noah delivery of those yo mama jokes. Taxi!
Good times.
Yes. So, this is the part where I would like to discuss Dark Knight, if it's all right with the two of you.
It is.
Yay!
Anyone who has not heard The Dark Knight, feel free to fast forward about 20 minutes, because I get the feeling that we're all going to talk about this a long time.
Well, I'll right here, I will tell you the time code with which to fast forward. We will miss all the Dark Knight spoilers.
21 minutes and 51 seconds.
And there it was. So.
Editing!
So, the end of the movie, Batman takes the fall for everything that Two-Face did. So, I'm wondering how do they explain how Two-Face is dead? Like, are they trying to say that Batman killed Two-Face?
I was under the impression that was the implication, yes.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Why would Batman have killed Two-Face?
Why would Batman done have all the other stuff that Two-Face did?
Alright, well, he could have killed the two corrupt cops, although I thought that he only killed one of the corrupt cops.
Killed one corrupt cop and killed the mobster by causing a car accident by shooting the driver in the head.
Right, but towards the end of the movie, Commissioner Gordon says five people are dead, two of them cops. Wait, did he say five? Shit. I remember him saying specifically two of them cops, and I couldn't remember who the other cop was that died as a result of...
I've actually got the movie in this computer right now. Do you want me to find out?
Dun, 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 dun. That was me doing the theme song.
Oh,
I was waiting for Noah to correct me again. Dark Knight doesn't have a theme song! I'm Noah! Ah!
Why do I sound like a Muppet?
I don't know, Noah. That's a question we've long wanted to ask you.
Yes.
I love it when Tim tries and fails at English. It's the only language he speaks. Often.
I was wondering if maybe they were going to spin it so that... No, because the gangster was killed in the daytime. I was going to say that the gangster killed Two-Face, and that's why Batman killed the gangster. I should stop saying Two-Face. I should say Harvey Dent. Although...
Well, they can you know, skew little things, cover things up, which they are doing already, so, you know, they can cover up when a person died.
Fair enough, but... Just depends on who Gordon told what when he was called away from the Joker scene to go meet his wife. But he was called by Harvey. So the question is, who knew he was called by Harvey? Well, the one remaining cop that he didn't kill, that Two-Face didn't kill, knows. The gal cop who's...
but you kind of get the feeling that the gal cop's going to go along with whatever else because she's kind of...
What if she gets kidnapped by the Joker?
Well,
who
that would
has
be...
a tragic accident with acid and now looks remarkably like Johnny Depp?
I was going to say, if she gets kidnapped by the Joker, then I think we need to hand zombie Heath Ledger another Oscar for best undead performance by leading male.
I'm so serious.
Brains. It's just like the regular Joker, only now he's only interested in brains for some reason. Brains. Woo. Great job.
You don't want to fulfill the writer in that contract. You thought brown M&M's in the trailer was an extravagant demand. Zombie Heath Ledger has major demands. Actually, it's just one line. Brains with seven A's.
So yes, I'd like some duck a l'orange with brains.
And here's another thing. I don't know if we've talked about this. We may have even talked about it on Tancast, so I apologize for if we're covering ground we've already covered, but the very end, of course, Two-Face is holding... all my questions about The Dark Knight are about the very end, because I want to be spoilerific. But when Two-Face is holding Commissioner Gordon's gun... No, son, by gunpoint. There it is.
Yeah, better than gun by sunpoint.
Yes. And then, of course, Batman saves him, but then Batman decides to take the blame for everything that's happened and run off, and then the son sees that and realizes it's quite an injustice. It would have been so much more true to the comics if they had just flipped that and made it his daughter. Same lines, same dialogue, doesn't change a bit of the plot, but it should have been Barbara Gordon.
Yep.
I don't understand why.
Maybe there's going to be Bat-Boy. And he's going to look like that creature on the front
maybe
of the...
Or maybe he's going to be... Robin? Because, you know, that went really well for the last Batman franchise, introducing Robin.
You know, things had gone horribly wrong with the franchise before Robin... Well, I guess that was the movie where everything really, really went wrong, but...
Yep.
When they had three villains in the second one, that's when things were really bad.
Yeah, and when one of them was Max Sheck or Shrek or whatever the fuck his name was, Christopher Walken, it's like... We've got Catwoman. Ooh, sexy. We've got the Penguin. Oh, gross, Danny DeVito. And we've got guy with funny hair. Hey, I've got guy with funny hair.
Hi, I've got funny hair. I'm a villain. Look out for me.
Ah,
I'm coming at you Michelle with this horrible impression.
She stopped looking all mousy and got hot. Suddenly I've turned into John Travolta who just lost his son. Years.
Why does he have a batarang in his ass for 5 years?
Because I'm combining characters from different Christopher Walken movies.
Oh, got it. I thought you were trying to explain his funny hair. I was like, well, yeah, make me a villain too. I've had this pointy-ass batarang in my ass for 5 years. Fuck Batman.
Fuck carrots. That would be hilarious if that was the reason. Like, why you want to kill Batman? What's the matter? Well, you know what? Don't you worry about it. Just fuck Batman. Fuck carrots.
We ain't friends. That's all you need to know. And fuck carrots. For those of you who are uninitiated, which one is this the most recent Dave Chappelle special?
You know, I don't remember which one it is. I just remember it was Dave Chappelle. And it was hilarious.
He was talking about what white people do to each other when they get drunk and pass out. Like,
you cannot pass out around white people. Every time white dudes pass out around each other, they always do some borderline gay shit when the guy's asleep. Frank fell asleep, so we like stuck a carrot in his ass and put shaving cream on his balls. Like, why, motherfucker? Why would you do that to a friend of yours? He trusted you enough to sleep around you, gonna put a carrot in his ass? Is that nice? I tell you right now, if I put a carrot in a black dude's ass, a nigga will kill you when he wakes up for some shit like that. That is an automatic death sentence on the street. It's a rat for you. I'm going to kill that motherfucker. I thought y'all was friends, baby. What happened? I fell asleep at his house, right? We was drinking, and I fell asleep at his house, and while I was sleeping, right? I'm just gonna kill that motherfucker, all right? That's all you need to know. And fuck carrots.
Maybe, I'm pretty sure that was the latest one, the one from for what it's worth, I believe. No. What was the first one called?
There's...
K- Killing Me Softly, for what it's worth. So for what it's worth is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Nailed it.
I'm sure we can find the link somewhere. Maybe. Put in the show notes.
Yeah, apparently I'm being far too loud because I just got yelled at again.
Well, luckily my wife's not here.
Now I have a purring kitten in here to comfort me.
Wait.
A what?
A purring kitten.
Oh, okay.
When she opened the door, the cat ran in.
Why don't you just move around your palatial estate so you're somewhere not near her?
Dude, I am on the opposite side of the house from her.
What are you doing over there, then?
Well, you guys have heard me. Apparently, I'm being quite loud.
I missed the part where you were like...
Why is that machine like a trash person? He's playing Bonda music.
You mean Mexican polka?
Hey. Banda music.
Oh, so Andy, if you ever invite Noah over to your house, don't let him touch the bowls.
The bowls? Does Noah break bowls?
I won't break your bowls.
Does he measure the
However, if he does, I will call him out on it instantaneously.
Yeah, dude. We're not even sick of Pat. He's like, no, I didn't. No, I. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude. Not we're friends.
It was not too long after we had stopped the New Year's Eve Tancast, and Noah was getting some ice cream, and the bowl slipped out of his hand, and I happened to be standing near him in the kitchen. Like, it was just the two of us in the kitchen, and everybody else was in the living room. So the bowl fell on the ground and broke, and people turned around, and I was like, no, I did it! I was just afraid everyone was going to think I did it, because I was the drunk one.
You just threw me on the bus.
I did. I was like, no, I did it! I was Noah! I didn't do it!
He got a running start. He's like, oh, I need to fucking really push Noah under the bus. Fucking make sure he gets crushed.
I got to get Noah wedged under that bus.
I was like, I can't be blamed. I'm not going down for this shit, Noah.
I can't go back to prison, man. I'm too pretty.
I'm too young.
I told you, I go crazy. I'd snap on a motherfucker.
Break a bowl.
I pretend my computer got a virus.
So that I said, for the rest of my life, anytime I do something wrong, Tim's just going to pop up like, no, I did it! I saw him.
And then also, when we went to go, well, that's not why we were there, but we were at IKEA and Noah was buying Stephanie a new bowl. Noah plowed over a kid.
Nice. I'm willing to bet the kid had it coming.
Yeah, he was. Well, I'm going to blame the parent for letting the kid just run around. It's, the parent just watched him run right towards Noah, who is not... I mean, he's looking where he's going, but just not that far down, because the kid was really small. And so I yell, look out! And Noah's natural reaction is to look back at me and say, what's wrong? And keep walking forward. And boom! Kid goes down! And then Noah almost goes down on top of the kid, which would have been awesome.
Yeah, I squished your child.
Like, the kid goes down and then looks up and sees Noah's still coming, like, oh no!
Squick! You know the great thing about IKEA, though? Squick. I'm sure they've got a kit to put that kid back together. It's going to be missing some parts, and, you know, move it gently.
Fucking IKEA is full of shit. Not full of shit, like they lie, like full of crap. Nope, that still sounds stuff. Like lying. There's a bunch of stuff in an IKEA.
Yes, yep. It is.
Including 99-cent breakfast.
Yes. And hot dogs that give you horrible gas.
Yeah,
but and
cheap,
meatballs that taste delicious and give you horrible gas.
I wanted to try the meatballs, but that line was crazy.
They're
Stephanie
delicious.
Was surprised we didn't.
Swedish what meatballs. Was
that? Stephanie was surprised we did not try the meatballs.
Oh, I would have, but the line was like, it was the longest I've ever seen it. Like, it was just like, that's probably going to take a good 30, 45, I don't know about that long. It seemed like it was going to take a while.
Yeah.
So we just opted for 250, two hot dogs, chips, and a soda.
250, hot dog, two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for 250. You can't beat that in today's economy.
That is a cheap source of gas. I mean, really, you would think that they'd just feed that to people and then hook them up to cars.
Why can't we figure out a way to power our cars by our own farts?
Or, you know, we've got a lot of cows in this country. They fart a lot. Apparently it's contributing to global warming. That's a shitload of methane. We just got to pipe those cows up together.
Why I thought they were using
methane. That'd be the awesome thing, dude. We could have cows going ass to ass.
We need to use farts to power America. Make it work, scientists. I know you're listening to this. A lot of really important science. Whoever that is from the Department of the Interior or whatever it is that's listening to Tancat. Or no, head of... What did I say it was? Department of State?
Yes. Oh, your mama's vag hole.
Yes. No, not my mom's vag hole. That's where the glorious savior of mankind came from. Me, ooh, in case you were unclear on that.
Oh. Good one, Andy.
It was a good turnaround. I got to give you that. Thanks. Even though it's my mom and I don't want to picture that. Much less picturing Andy naked. Well, that's a double whammy,
Tim,
right there.
That's how I can picture it. I took Polaroids. Oh, sorry.
You didn't take Polaroids.
Guys, speaking of pictures, when Tim's done with this, I've got to tell a story. A story of awesome.
That's it. I just want scientists to make the fart gas happen. Okay. That's all.
Well, as long as we're assuming that highly improbable people are listening to this, George Clooney, you did not ruin the Batman franchise. You got to stop apologizing for that shit.
Yes! It's not like George Clooney was in the thing. I need nipples on this goddamn batsuit. I want to turn Bane into a slobbering idiot villain.
Yeah, as opposed to one of the most dangerous villains that Batman has ever faced. That is called underusing and then ruining a character.
I think we should cast a big Austrian bodybuilder as an urbane English scientist.
Yes, I think that's awesome.
And I think we should ever cast Uma Thurman in anything.
Yes.
Aww. I don't think he said any of those things.
That chick has got some crazy toes. Okay, like, I don't know what the hell it is with, shit, his name just fell right out of my head. Quentin Tarantino, there we go.
He is secretly in love with Uma Thurman.
Well, clearly he is. However, he's also clearly got some sort of foot fetish, because he's always got chicks barefoot in his movies. But apparently he also has some sort of Uma Thurman foot fetish, because she's often the chick who's barefoot in his movies.
What's so weird about her feet?
She's got some crazy man feet. Did you watch Kill Bill? Did you see the episode, the part where she's trying to get her feet to move again, and he's all focusing on her feet while she's willing her toes to wiggle around?
Yeah, they look like my feet.
They're like hobbit feet. They got hair growing out the top, and like crazy crooked toe, and flare.
Her feet do not look that bad to me. And I think Uma Thurman is an attractive lady. I would do her.
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't do her. I just wouldn't do... I wouldn't have her act while I did it. I mean, shh.
Tim, if she's fucking you, she'd have to be acting. Oh, that feels so good. That's the spot.
Well, then maybe I wouldn't want to fuck her, because I wouldn't believe her. I'd be like, ah, oh, forget it.
Stop acting.
You're overdoing it again.
You're not cute and you're not cool. Shut up. Stop trying to be hip. You're old. Got man feet. Shh. I totally would not waste one of my five slots on her, on my list.
Oh, I wouldn't waste one of my five slots, but, you know, I think Kate Blanchett's moving to the top of my slot.
That was the impetus behind the New Year's Eve game night, and we never even did that.
Nope, we didn't.
Oh, because Noah's like, oh, I don't want to do one round, I'm okay.
We already did, like, I looked at it, it was like 25 minutes. If we had each done one, it probably would have been over an hour.
Well, part of that was I had to do the countdown, then I had to hate on Dick Clark for a while, then I had to hate on the network for continuing to put Dick Clark on the show when it was so sad, like they were dusting him off and...
dusting him off.
Yeah, pulling Dick Clark out of storage and not changing the batteries.
I just thought we should be social with the people we were actually with.
Fuck them!
I was only with one person. You guys were my lifeline.
I bet you were social with her, though. Yeah.
Giggity, giggity.
More social than I was that night.
Pretty much went to bed after that.
Well, that's very sad.
Tim, you could have been social.
We were sleeping.
No, I couldn't have.
Yeah, you could have.
There was not even a dividing wall or anything between us and Jeff and Miranda.
Hey, that does not always stop you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Disneyland.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The magic of Disneyland.
So anyway, our top five.
The magic of the hotel near Disneyland.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even the Disneyland hotel. It was just some offshoot hotel. Anyway, so let's go with the five celebrities. We would. Hey! All right, focus. Settle down now.
Tim, what was that woman's name? I don't remember. What was her name, Tim?
Something about Noah's mom. That's all I remember.
All I remember was trying to smother myself with a pillow. It's harder than you'd think.
Just let your wife do it while you're sleeping.
All right, so, are we going to do our five celebrities we would hit it with? or that are on our give me a pass list?
This is very spur of the moment.
Why not?
I don't think Noah's prepared.
Well, that's what you have to write them down now.
I've got them on a laminated list.
I have to think about this.
Well, you could think about it while you're thinking. That made sense. Shut up.
Not at all.
It did. Sense.
Idiot! I'm not prepared for this.
Noah's a buzzkill.
You can reserve the right to revisit this later. How about that?
Okay.
Give me your five spur of the moment.
Tim's mom.
None of those are famous people.
Yep. You already have a pass for Tim's mom.
Your mom did the biggest gangbang ever, Tim.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
The
record
wasn't.
Was broken by your mom. Oh, look at that! I would turn it on the TV because no one thought of the whore!
What?
Yeah, you heard me. You whore. Son of a whore.
You're weird.
Who is a whore with whore likeness?
Come on, whore son. So Noah's really not going to.
I'm having trouble coming up with another my other two.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with my fourth. No, my fifth. Sorry, I've got four.
Because there's three I have right out of the bat.
I bet you do, you faggot.
Really?
Yeah. That...
Oh!
How many? How many dudes are on there, Tim?
Just your mom. Now your mom is also a man.
If your mom's not famous, my mom's not famous.
Fair. But you don't deny she's a man.
No, my mom's a dude. Very handsome dude.
Oh, that was good times for us.
In all fairness,
yes.
She is rocking both sets of plumbing.
She's got the pole in the hole.
It must be hermaphrodite, yeah.
All right, I'm all set.
Are you now? Well, you can start, and I'll try to come up with my fourth while Noah tries to get all five of this. My fifth. What the fuck? I'm not counting today.
So my first one, the most recent addition to the list, is Anne Hathaway. Yeah. Nothing?
Oh,
no commentary for Anne Hathaway?
I would completely agree with that. In fact, she happens to be on my list as well.
She is an attractive lady.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. If you're listening, Anne Hathaway, you made the list. Congratulations.
You know, somehow I think she doesn't give a shit.
It's like an Oscar, but you can do more with this statue.
But Tim will lay there just about as listlessly.
No one's going to cut you off from your acceptance speech.
It's gonna
Although
you.
When the band plays, you are really done. Band only plays one note, and that note is...
Mark,
oh, God! number two, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You guys discuss.
Good choice.
Yeah. I've always had a thing for Sarah Michelle Gellar. Not always,
but
oddly, never been a fan of anything she's particularly been in. Didn't really watch Buffy. Thought I Know What You Did Last Summer was a shitty movie. Wasn't particularly interested in Simply Irresistible. Small Soldiers crap. I've never seen The Grudge. Scream 2 was awful.
What about the what was the movie that she was in that was Dangerous Liaisons for Young People?
Cruel Intentions, yes. Except for that scene where she's kissing Selma Blair. Didn't really care for that movie either. But she is a frequent guest on Robot Chicken, and I do enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But you can't really tell she's hot in there.
No.
I just know it.
She's got a little bit of a squared-off nose, but you know what? It's forgivable.
But it's cute. It's a cute little boop. I just want to boop. Lindsay Lohan.
Really?
Crazy in the head.
Even now? Like, I thought she was much more attractive when she wasn't that scrawny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Is she scrawny? I don't keep up with the latest photos of Lindsay Lohan, but I still have that image of her in my head.
She's still scrawny.
The big boobs still a little extra meat on the bones, but just enough to be all curvy. Yeah.
Are you saying she doesn't look like that anymore?
Well, not last time I saw her in anything.
Well, then I may have to bounce her from the list.
Okay, yeah, I bounced her from the list a long
You know
ago.
What? I'll put in my alternate Britney Spears. Because once again, crazy in the head, crazy in bed.
I think Britney Spears is looking pretty good these days.
There you go, done. She's in there.
All right.
Two more. Shakira. Yes. See those hips move. Hello.
They don't lie.
And nice abs. And I'm lucky that her breasts are small like mountains. Or small,
Small and humble.
Small and humble, so I don't confuse them with mountains. That's what it is.
I remember when you used to sing that whole song with just that line. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains.
Almost.
Whatever. I couldn't remember exactly how you fit in that last bit, but...
Confuse them with mountains. Lucky that my breasts are small that... there was an intern we had at the radio station who was of Latino descent.
Oh, like me.
And I made a joke like, yeah, nobody told her what that meant in English. And just told her to sing that version of the song in English, and they had a big laugh, and they're like, no, Shakira's smart. Shakira speaks English. I was like, do you not know a joke when you hear one? Calm it down. We're passing out keychains and bumper stickers. You don't need to be getting this defensive over Shakira.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, and the last one is, of course, Madonna. Because everyone should have Madonna on their I Might Fuck Them list, because you might.
Apparently.
Really?
Actually, I think where Britney Spears is the new one of that. Because remember, she got married to just some Joe Schmo guy.
But she knew him. Like, they grew up together.
Well, yeah, but that's... And Kevin Federline? Who the fuck is Kevin Federline?
One of her backup dancers. What?
Popo Zao.
I don't know what that means.
That's his song.
Nobody knows what that means.
Apparently, Noah does. Kevin Federline, number one super fan over here.
No, it's
got his poster up in his room. Oh, Kevin, K Fed, and Noah BFF.
Did you know he came out with an album?
Yeah,
I knew that it happened. I couldn't tell you anything about it other than that.
That everyone laughed at because it was ridiculous.
He had a hit?
No, it was his attempt at a hit.
Oh, I thought you said he had a hit. I was like, no, sir, that's paper. And that's it. That's my five.
All right.
So, ladies, if any of you are listening, Anne, Sarah, Brittany, Shakira, Madonna, give Tim a call. Danelle has to say it's okay.
Yes, indeed.
And if you're into that, maybe I can convince Danelle to get in there. So, as long as I'm dreaming, I'd like a pony.
Like a pony. Like a pony.
And a cherry red Corvette.
All right, so shall I do my list?
Do it!
All right, well, obviously Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Especially after hearing that she did some nude scenes for movies, lets me know she's a serious actress. Because all serious actresses will get their kit off at some point.
Get their kit off?
Yes. Their outfit. yeah, so Anne Hathaway, because she's funny and talented and whatever. Natalie Portman.
There's one I forgot.
Because she's awesome. And because when she's on that rap on Saturday Night Live and she screams, yeah, I want to fuck you too, I want to believe it.
Silly.
Yeah. Although it's kind of hard to go back and watch Leon the Professional now because, you know, she's 12. It's like, fast forward you a couple more years, then I can start having impure thoughts about you again. Rachel Weisz.
Is she the one from Mummy?
She's from The Mummy, mm-hmm. Yes. She's from The Constant Gardener and Enemy at the Gate and...
That was an excellent movie.
Constant Gardener or Enemy at the Gate?
Constant Gardener.
Never seen it.
It was strangely filmed, but yeah, I thought it was a good movie, too. My wife was kind of about it.
I don't know, I really liked it. I was just like, oh, this is really good. I was surprised. Anyways. Yes.
Okay, so, it's part of that's the accent, you know, the British accent thing. It works for me. I can't explain it. Kate Winslet and Keira Knightley used to be on the list, too, but... Kate Winslet went crazy and Keira Knightley did Domino. So. Off they fell. And I'm sorry, Tim, I did not put Madonna on the list because no amount of fake whore British accent would ever get that up the list. Oh, and Christina Aguilera, oddly enough, had the opposite problem for Keira Knightley that got off my list. She cleaned up. Because it used to be that Keira Knightley was my clean girl and Christina Aguilera was my dirty girl in the clean girl, dirty girl three-way. Christina cleaned up, Keira Knightley did Domino, and that was it. Just couldn't have any of that anymore.
So who'd you replace Christina Aguilera with?
Still open. Both slots still open. Don't know anymore.
Wait, so you're telling me you only have three?
No. That wasn't on my list. I'm not done with the list either.
Ah. All right, then.
So, Natalie Portman, Rachel Weisz, Anne Hathaway, a gal named Julie Gonzalo.
It's just somebody I knew from high school.
No, she was the daughter on Christmas with the Cranks. Man, I hate that movie so much I couldn't even get the whole name out.
But she was hot?
That was an awful movie. She cute as a button. She's also Maggie Decker in Eli Stone. And again,
okay.
Very cute.
Maggie, is that which girl is that?
She's the one who wants to do good all the time and seems to have a crush on Eli, but she actually wound up going with the other group.
That bitch.
Okay, yeah. She was cute.
Yep. She was also a girl named Parker on Veronica Mars, which was an excellent, excellent TV show that I got introduced to just before it got canceled, and then I was sad. Like, I got into it just in time to be very sad.
I tried watching the first episode, and it just wasn't grabbing me.
You should try to stick with it some more. Get like 2 or 3 episodes, and Veronica Mars will probably hook you.
Entourage, though, from the get-go, I was like, this is a funny show.
I have not gotten on Entourage, and I keep hearing good stuff about it, so. Just not enough hours of the day, I'm afraid.
There's not.
So anyways, my number 5, and this is somebody who will always be my number 5. It doesn't matter if, like, a car accident rips limbs off and face is horribly scarred by acid. Matt Damon will always be my number 5.
Why?
He's being funny.
Because Matt Damon, I swore years ago that Matt Damon would always be on my list, no matter what.
Why would you swear that?
Because I am committed to the joke, sir. It's a little something we like to call integrity.
There's something behind this other than a joke.
No, it was.
It's all fun and games until the mic is off and he's looking at his Matt Damon fan club mailer with a tear in his eye.
No, my wife was going down her list and she's like, Edward Norton in American History X. I'm like, good choice, good choice. And she keeps on going. She's like, I think she said Brad Pitt. And I'm like, except for the herpes. She's like, herpes? Well, I don't know. I heard a rumor. And actually, I think Brad Pitt is off her list now that he is connected with, as she refers to her, Angelina Whore Jolie.
Wow.
She refuses to say that without the middle name.
So she hates Angelina Jolie that much that she won't fuck Brad Pitt because she fucked him?
Apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah, so she...
I love all the intricate things we go through as though these things are actually going to happen.
Hey, it's... And so if you're going to make a list, you should have good reasons for it. It's kind of like religion.
I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. I love it. Okay. I think it's very amusing.
Yes. So as she was going down her list, she hit Matt Damon. I went, oh, that's funny. Matt Damon's on my list, too. And from there, the joke was born. She's like,
except it wasn't number 5, it was number 1. Matt Damon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I mispronounced his name. Matt Damon.
He's an attractive man.
I don't think so. I think he's an odd-looking fella.
The ladies love him.
I think he's got that that sort of wholesome, corn-fed, you know, all-American beefcake Iowa boy farmhand thing look going on. I'm not gay.
Almost as though he was going to play Captain Kirk. Or rumored to play Captain Kirk. Mm. Which is all of those things you just described is Captain Kirk's backstory.
I like what you're saying. Tell me more.
But instead, they got Dawson Creek look-alike.
Who is that guy?
I don't know, but I don't like him.
Apparently they've cast a shitload of unknowns, except for Simon Pegg. I will watch that movie
Skyler.
For Simon Pegg. Well, yeah. Simon.
Wait, what about the Asian guy?
Oh, yeah.
From Hell to Noir? Yeah.
So it's an unknown for the lead role.
Who's Simon Pegg, anyways?
Simon
Pegg was in Mission Impossible 3, Run, Fat Boy, Run, Shaun of the Dead.
He was Shaun of the Dead.
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Wait, he was in Mission Impossible 3?
Yeah, he had
a minor
role.
The tech guy.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. All right, Noah, what you got?
He was in a guest spot on Doctor Who?
Tim's mom, Ellie's mom, my mom, your mom, and her mom.
All right, now, what do you have on your list?
I don't need your sarcasm, cockroach.
Everybody's supporting. No, he's trying to make a little joke.
I got ethnic up.
Sorry, that just reminded me of a time somebody did that to me in high school.
Did what?
Oh, okay, Tim's everybody trying to be funny. Everybody laugh at Tim. Ha!
So now you got passed along, Tim.
Yeah.
Was that Dan?
Forward.
Yeah, it was Dan.
I knew it.
Because it was a funny but dickish move. I was like, you know what? I can't fault you for that. That's funny.
Yeah, and that's how I knew it was Dan.
Funny but dickish.
Stephanie's dad did that to me. We were at Thanksgiving dinner, and I was doing something a little silly, and he like says to Stephanie's mom, she's like, oh, look, Noah's trying to get attention. Pay attention to him.
Kryptonite to a funny person.
I don't know. Like, sarcasm is like, oh, it's the death of the silly.
All right, here we go.
Yes!
Scarlett Johansson. Boom! Mm.
Good choice.
She's very curvy. Although, and, you know, I'm gonna add someone on this. Well, I'm not gonna add, but it's, like a second tier. Mm-hmm. They're coming up. Anyway, Scarlett Johansson, she's just got curviness, titties,
and
ass.
Lips. Noah likes the lips. Mm. We
know.
No wonder you want to see the spirit so much.
No, that was Jeff's
thing.
Spirit
can move him.
I mean, I kind of want to see it, but Jeff was, you know, he wanted to be a social thing, so I thought that we could, you know. Anyways, Jennifer Connelly.
Mm-hmm.
She's just hotness. Mm. Yeah, and yeah, she always looks delicious. Kate Blanchett.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Oh, we just spoke of this the other day.
Something about her. Like, it kind of started with Lord of the Rings. Like, I didn't really know who she was before, and then I just see more and more. I'm like, you know, she's a very attractive lady.
And she's got
I don't
the
know.
Accent.
I don't know. Sorry, what was that, Andy?
I said, and she's got the accent.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone else will agree with this, but Eva Mendes. I think she's a hot lady.
No.
I think Eva Mendes is better as long as she's not looking troubled, because then her mouth does some weird, like, it looks like she's smiling, but somebody put it on like a Mr. Potato Head upside down. It just does this weird drag down at the corners thing if she's trying to look troubled. You know, if she's smiling, it's fine.
She was in Ghost Rider, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I was like, this whole movie is horribly miscast. Like, Nick Cage is too old and bald. Mm-hmm. Eva Mendes is not hot enough. I'm done. Only Sam Elliott deserved to be in that movie.
What about the guy from American?
Yeah, and Sam Elliott showed
Beauty?
Up to do nothing.
Yeah, it's the problem. It's like Sam Elliott, we're gonna waste you. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy from American Beauty, wasn't that like his comeback role or his role after American Beauty?
Who's which guy are you talking about?
Oh, the crazy kid with the camera filming bags.
Yeah, I think he played the evil guy, didn't he?
I think so. I think he was Blackheart.
Well, wasn't memorable enough for me to care.
I hadn't made that connection until just now, and I realized that, yeah, the head is very similar. And, wow, you know, speaking of also being underused, that just that whole ending of that movie was a big-ass train wreck.
Wasn't the whole movie?
Okay, I got to talk about another movie after you get done with your list, because there's times where movies can be a train wreck coming up, but then a good moving ending, you know, a quickly moving ending that's, you know, well-paced, well-plotted, whatever, can make up for a lot of, you know, shitty exposition going in. And yes, you're right, he was Ricky Fitz in American Beauty. Thank you, IMDb. You get a pat on the head.
And then Natalie Portman.
Hey, that's two for Natalie.
Yep. Two for Natalie, two for Anne.
And the girl that's up and coming is the girl... I know Andy will remember this girl. She only played, like, was in two episodes of Firefly, but she was the redhead that was married to the captain, the main guy. But she was, like, always causing trouble for him. Like, they got married. And she's actually on Mad Men as well. I don't know if you're watching that.
I am not. People keep telling me
I'm certainly
I need
not.
To.
She's a redhead with big ass titties.
Ass and titties.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot about Nikki Cox. Well, I haven't seen her recently, so I don't know if she should still be on the list.
I forgot about I forgot about Megan Fox.
There's so many women.
so little chance we'll get with any of them.
Noah's girl is named Christina Hendricks. Her character
name was
Saffron.
Yes, that's what it was.
She Mad Men Life
is thick.
Yes, she is. Holy hell. There's a picture of her from Mad Men. You know what, though? Those cone bras, not so much good. It's like I'm watching That 70s Show and stuff, and the redhead girl that plays Donna apparently had quite a nice ass on her, but the high waistbanded pants made it look like a rolling hill.
A roll on your hill? I don't know what that means!
Titties.
So what was the movie you wanted to talk about there, Andy?
Just watched...
Bedtime Stories?
No. Watched two movies with my wife last night that had been on cable, like on HBO or Showtime or whatever, and we T-Bowed them. Mm-hmm. One of them was Where the Heart Is with Natalie Portman and Ashley Juggs.
Oh, wait, real quick. Natalie Portman's in Closer, and she plays a stripper, mm-hmm. and it's hot.
Yes.
Watch it.
And she gets asked by Clive Owen to make sure that it has a big trunk. Oh, no. He asks her what her pussy tastes like. And I think she tells him it tastes like honey or something awesome like that. Which further proves what I said earlier, that Natalie Portman is on my list because she's awesome.
That movie's fucked up, though.
It is. It's sad. Like,
it is very sad.
But much better than The Breakup, which was a piece of shit.
Is that a movie you're trying to get into right now?
No. Actually, I was going to say...
Well, that is unfortunate, because I'd really wish you would segue into the movie you're talking about.
Golden
Oh,
Compass.
Let's talk about something else, just to bother Tim.
Speaking of Nicole Kidman, who also had been on my list for a while, until she started doing Cokie McCountry Singer. And marrying him. Keith Urban? No? Not getting the reference? Okay, moving on.
We're just hoping that moving on would happen sooner
good.
If we talked less.
Well, you can kiss my ass. So, Golden Compass was everything I was just saying about a movie where it starts off and is like, this movie's got narrative issues. There's just a shitload of exposition going on. Like, hey, let's cut over to some people that we haven't seen before so they can explain more of the plot, and then we'll cut away from them to somebody else talking about what's going on so they can give us some more plot. Well, what passes for plot when a guy decides that he's going to throw away the work of the adapter that the author picked and adapt it himself and then also direct it. But as we were going through, we're like, there seems like there's a lot of shit going on in this world. We heard that the source material is really good. We haven't read the books, but we both want to. Maybe it's just, it's got a lot of shit to set up and they just couldn't think of a better way because the guy's not that gifted of a scriptwriter. But no, you get to the end and the whole movie just kind of ends in this horrible, horrible train wreck of, like, and then there's a bunch of confusing people getting stomped on by a bear and shot by ladies flying through the air. And then we cut to a long-ass, drawn-out denouement on an airship as two little kids are talking, apparently, about all of the stuff that they're going to do in the potential sequels for, like, minutes and minutes and minutes. Like, and here's why. Like, it's a pitch, you know. And you should come see the sequels, because it'll be way more interesting than this one. We're not going to go hang out on a glacier. We're going to go to other worlds. And that's it. The end.
And you're saying that doesn't light a fire under your britches?
Unless they... I was going to say fire the director, but I think I'd rather they shoot him.
So violent, Andy. So violent.
They should shoot Uwe Boll first.
Well, of course. I mean,
if we're shooting anyone.
You gotta start, you know. At the top.
Who's Uwe Boll?
Sorry, go ahead, Abby.
Horrible German director. Has taken, like, all of a shitload of different video game franchises and turned them into some of the shittiest should-have-been direct-to-the-toilet, not-even-direct-to-video releases. Alone in the Dark, House of the Dead, Postal.
Blood Rain.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
Dungeon something? Didn't he do like
Dungeon Siege. For the benefit of the king or whatever.
He gets named people. Like, Ben Kingsley was in one of his fucking movies.
Yeah. Jason Statham was in one of his movies.
Like, dude, well, Jason Statham.
He didn't win an Oscar for playing Gandhi.
Yeah, exactly.
Nor is he in any danger of doing so in the future.
Yeah. He had Meatloaf and...
Again.
Michael Madsen. Go ahead, Tim.
I'll give Michael Madsen more credit than Meatloaf.
What are you talking about? He's in Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was in Blacktop, or whatever the name of that movie was.
He was in Fight Club.
He was.
He was.
He was Bob. He had,
he had the
bitch tits.
Tits.
Pinch poke, you owe me another cock.
Yeah. So he just disappoints all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just never makes a good movie.
They're awful. Like, oh, shit, what was it? Was it House of the Dead? Was that the one where the zombies were coming out of Noah?
Out of Noah?
No. I was asking Noah a question. To confirm.
Oh, I was like,
I thought zombies were coming out of me? Not at all.
I know zombies were coming in you. You zombie fucker.
So he did some like...
House of the Dead did have zombies.
Yeah, he did some cheesy shots on that movie where it's like the camera's like slow-mo spinning around somebody and they're like really obviously on a Lazy Susan. Instead of like just a dolly track around them or something, and they're like firing not in slow mo. It's supposed to look kind of Matrixy, but it just looks like really shitty. And they're firing guns that they didn't have a second ago and won't have a second from now. It's like somebody running around with a shotgun, and that's the only thing they have. And all of a sudden, for this slow mo spin, they've got like an AK-47 in each hand, just rocking and rolling like freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then you cut back to them, and like the shotgun's gone, and they've got a pistol.
Continuity is not his strong point.
I would say
but he keeps getting work somehow.
I would say that filmmaking, screen adaptations, casting, lighting, continuity,
life. Everything in life is not a strong point.
Apparently, he's a good boxer, though.
Yeah, didn't he challenge someone? Like, if someone beat him in the ring, he would stop making movies?
It wasn't that they would stop making movies, but it was something similar like that. Or that he would apologize for his movies or something like that. And yet one guy, like some internet dude, showed up and just thought it was a stunt and didn't realize that he was like an amateur German boxer and that he took it very seriously. And apparently the guy actually got knocked out.
The guy that challenged him?
Yes.
That's sad.
Yep.
I wish he would have beat him fast.
I think it was Lotax. I think that's the dude's name.
What an odd name.
Tim, did you just send me Boogie in the Butt?
I did indeed.
Hood Up Beats?
They didn't really remix it or anything. He's just really happy he found it, I guess. I'm not really sure.
Well, the beginning, it's got like a little funky beat.
Yeah, then it stops boom, and it goes boom, into the regular boom. Song.
Boom, 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 boom.
That is way better than the other dude's In the Butt, What in the Butt song. Eddie Murphy still holds the best In the Butt song,
I like
in my opinion.
What? You want to do it in my butt? Do it in my butt?
What just about, put a clock in your butt. Like put a big rock in your butt.
My girl wants to party all the time. Party
put
the
some
time,
fleas
party
in
all
your
time.
Butt. Says start to sneeze in your butt. Fill it to the rim and put it in your butt. Two sugars taste so sweet.
I think, is it built to the rim with brim? Or did he say brim? Or
right. I'm you of all people should know, I'm just jumping around. Because you jump around.
I was grabbing Tim's ass at the mall yesterday, and some girl smiled, made her very happy.
She was
right behind us.
What were we doing that was embarrassing, but amusing the gal in line next to us at IKEA?
I don't know, we were just talking.
Oh, we were trying to fight with the, I was trying to hit you on the head with, like, either the Tupperware or whatever that was
straws.
Next to us.
I was like, put it down. Put it down. Put the straws down.
Noah's like, she thinks we're married. I said, not in California.
Not anymore. They hate the gays there, I hear.
Sad.
Like cancer.
I don't want to have to move to Massachusetts to be gay. That's why I'm going to have to stay straight.
Oh, well.
Or just be gay in secret.
It's Tim's burden to bear.
Yep. One day at a time.
One day at a time.
Doo doodly doo.
One day
so
at a time.
So whip on your feet. Somewhere there's music playing. I was telling somebody about when we were driving to my bachelor party in Vegas. Laverne and Shirley theme song came on my iPod, because that's how my iPod rolls. It's balled like that. Noah cranked the volume like it was the best jam. He's like, yes, this is my song!
This is my jam. I love that song.
I was just so unexpected. He's like, yeah! House of Pfeffer Incorporated. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. We're going to do it.
It's an excellent song.
I don't doubt it. I was just, oh, all right. Phone's ringing.
I guess.
Is that Andy?
Nope.
No, it's me.
Oh.
Someone is calling my mother-in-law. I'm alone in the house. Danelle's probably on her way back down to L.A. by this point, and Danelle's mom is playing tennis, and I'm just sitting here doing Tancast.
Oh, she Danelle left you?
Yep.
She's like, fuck this, I'm getting out of here.
Yep.
She was meeting her friend Stacy to do a bike ride, and then decided she would just leave from there.
For a second, I was like, I thought she was racing back down to L.A. to do the bike ride there. I was like, fuck, that girl's busy.
No.
But she is busy, though.
That is true.
Busier
she loves
you.
To cram it in. If you make an effort to you know, want to see my wife, she will make an effort to see you.
That's nice.
Not even make an effort. She will, you know, rearrange shit, lose sleep, whatever she has to do. And she's a huge fan of sleep, so that's quite a sacrifice.
Some people, I respect that, because some people like oh, you know, you want to do something, or you call them whatever, like, oh, I've been busy. It's like, all right, no one is that fucking busy. Not even the president is that fucking busy where he can't return someone's phone call or whatever.
Certainly not this president. He's always clearing brush.
Or just hang out for, like, a little bit of time. Like, oh, I'm just too busy. It's like, what the fuck are you doing that you're too busy? I know there's times where you're sitting around your ass picking your vagina or balls.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, it's always women you're interested in who come back with, I'm too busy.
Not even interested in. Just like, you know, women and friends like, hey, you know, I like you. It's fun to hang out with you. Nothing.
They know. They know what you secretly want. You secretly want to stick it in their crevice.
No.
Crevice.
In the butt.
No.
Butt. Put your crevice. Weenie in the butt. Weenie in the butt. Butt.
Just put your weenie in her butt.
Well, we're at hour 13. Do we want to wrap this motherfucker up?
Oh.
Sure. Although about 7 to 9 minutes of that was our pre-show blatherings that I don't think they're good enough to make it in this week's episode.
Well, it's still over an hour.
Your mom is still over an hour. Oh, snap! You did not see that coming!
Over an hour of what?
Over an Bounce hour of cock. Life, I hope. Otherwise, your mom's really young.
She is.
Thank you.
Young.
I did it again.
Did what again? That you're an idiot?
He done did it again.
You're an idiot!
Tim was doing that a lot.
I can't remember what Tancast it was from, but I was singing something, and Noah sang back, "You're an idiot!" And I found that very amusing.
I know. You keep reminding me.
Yes. You're an idiot!
There you go. It's trying to me again.
Oh, death.
Yeah, I hope you die.
I am just popular with the pussy.
Hello. Cats.
Cats.
Yes. Of course. You didn't think it would be vagina,
because they're.
Did you?
I was like, that pussy is subtracted to your pussy. Or attracted, as opposed to subtracted, which is what I just said.
Subtracted? What? What did that mean? Is that some dick?
Yeah, dude, I fucking totally... Dude. Wait till I quantify and collate your ass.
Tim's doing vagina math. It's like algebra.
Vagina plus Tim equals negative vagina. We all had superpowers back in the day, yep. And mine was pussy be gone.
Anti-pussy.
I come, pussy goes.
I was Killjoy Boy. I could take any joke and end its funniness like that.
And Noah was
Drink Spill Boy.
I was Pimp McGee.
No, you weren't.
Pimp McGee. That was my superpower.
No.
She was just attracted to me. I was like, damn, get off, ladies.
Nope.
Yeah, that was me.
It wasn't.
All right. It wasn't. I hate you. What's up with your cat, dude? What does it want? Kick it.
It wants attention.
Well, fucking throw it in front of a dog. It'll get some attention. I'm paying attention to you.
That's good.
That's a good high note to go out on.
I think you're right.
So, good night, everybody. All right. This is Matthew McConaughey saying thank you for listening to Tancast.
Hoo-ah! Sal Pacino!
I think these guys, borderline retarded.
Our impression sucks.
That was my Jay Moore Christopher Walken. I was doing an impression of Jay Moore, doing an impression of Christopher Walken, doing an impression of John Travolta, who lost his son.
Really?
He did. Jet's dead. It's kind of sad, man.
His name was Jet?
Yeah, apparently it was on CNN this morning. They were like on vacation. He like had a seizure and died. But
his name is Jet?
Yes, he named his son after the thing he enjoys flying around because he loves his son that much.
I'm like, did he go to the Sarah Palin School of Kid Naming?
You know, I've got a blog entry about that shit from years ago on Tancast.
Dude, I didn't go back and read all your retroactive blogs that you transferred over from MySpace.
Well, you read them on MySpace. You bastard.
Let's go ahead and let you believe
you
that.
You fucker.
Yeah, you keep thinking that, Andy.
Okay. The good thing about your blog is I only have to read a few sentences and go, oh, I'm not interested, and then move on. But when Andy's actually talking, you're kind of trapped there.
The good thing about your blog post is I just have to read you wrote it and go, oh, I'm not interested. I'm kidding.
Remind me to measure both
not like
heads.
Not like what you're saying is any more or less insulting than what I'm saying. I don't know why I'm being all high and mighty. Oh, Noah, no.
Oh, Noah, it's almost exactly the same thing as I said. Come up with something worse. You're disappointing me. Make him want to kill himself.
Look, make him talk like this.
What Tim said is it's possible that he could be interested in. He just has to read the first two sentences.
All right, fair enough.
I hate you both.
And he's like, I don't like this hypothetical discussion.
That one bit. No.
No, 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 no.
Hate you both.
Oh, by the way, Noah and I saw Yes Man. It was good. I liked it.
Yay. Still hate you both.
This is funny. Zooey Deschanel's cute.
Mm-hmm. That's all we got. Okay. So,
I saw a lot of movies over my break. Yes, I saw Funny Games, the original and the remake. Both were pretty good. I liked the remake better. The pacing was a little bit faster. I saw The Strangers, so it was pretty good. Liv Tyler! She was not on my list, but she's fucking hot.
Ooh, you could have Jennifer Connelly and Liv Tyler in a three-way, and how it would be a Betty Page three-way. No, wait, not Betty. Betty Ross. Betsy Ross. Betty Ross. Betty Ross.
That's like Betty Page.
What? Good old Betty Page.
I saw Gran Torino. That was good. I like that. I like Clint Eastwood. He's a good director. I never really watched any of his old movies, but his more current movies, I like him. Benjamin Button. Saw it. Liked it. Good. Brad Pitt, sexy. Kate Blanchett, sexy. Mm-hmm. They're sexy together.
So is he going to leave his not-wife for her?
I doubt it. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not on TMZ.
You know what? Of the two, I would go with Jennifer Aniston over Angelina Jolie. Hell, I think she's hotter. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Me too.
This
is an opinion I share.
Angelina Jolie used to be on my list, but she's gotten a lot skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm not digging it.
Hey, Hollywood starlets, take a listen. Regular guys don't dig the skinny. I know TMZ
we're
is
not
all
regular. We're
like,
super
oh,
guys.
Look, she's got like 4 extra pounds on her. Fatty fat cow.
We're not regular guys, Andy. We are gods.
We are not men. That is for sure.
We are gods of the internet.
Right. We are the shit on the internet shoe.
That's nice. Well, I feel a new tagline for the site coming on.
I was like, I think we may have found this episode's title. I thought it might have been Natalie Portman is awesome, but it may be we are the shit on the internet shoe. I don't know, you'll have to see. Well, you probably already know because you've already read the title when you downloaded this, but it might have been one of those two things.
Are we doing anything today, Tim?
Do you want to?
Oh, we could. My wife's not here. She's doing laundry. It's going to be a while.
Do you guys want to figure that out after we're done signing off Tancast?
Nope. I don't think so. I think the listeners want to know whether or not Tim and Noah get to hang out in person again.
Yeah.
They're like, every time they hang out in person, they have crazy adventures. They drop bowls and knock kids over.
You know what
well, mostly
do?
It's just Noah.
You can blog about it later. Because we've got this blog.
I can't.
Where
I can't
can
blog.
Things.
How do you type?
At first I thought Noah was asking a serious question. I was like, wait, what? How the fuck was I asking you for virus help when you don't know how to type?
With my penis. Didn't we already go over that? Control S got a save.
When I use my penis, I just get QWERTYYUIOPASDFGHLJKLZXCVP.
Is someone looking at the keyboard as he's trying to say this out loud?
No.
Because you keep saying clusters of letters that are together, as though your eyes are scanning the keyboard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And somehow, I think that Noah has got a strangely skinny dick where he slaps it and it hits all of the keys in order in a row, and then bounces and hits
like
all of the keys in the next row in order. So apparently, Noah, if you want somebody to feel it, you're going to have to double it back on itself.
It's kind of triangle shaped. I got like a really fat head, and then it kind of tapers in.
A friend of mine once said that he was hung like a can of tuna. He goes, "It's fat, but goddammit, it's short."
Oh.
Later, this same friend—he's a friend of both of yours too. He claimed to be hung like a road cone, so it starts off narrow and gets nice and thick at the base.
Somehow, I think I know who this is.
I think I do too, and I think he got us almost kicked out of Double D's.
I don't think he did.
Oh,
not the same. Not the same
no,
person.
Is he bald?
No.
Large? Recently married?
No.
No, not the same friend.
Was he very tall and beardy?
Or often beardy? Looked like Jesus in high school?
How would I know what he looked like in high school?
We talking about the person.
You're thinking about the best friend of the one who said all of these things.
Yes.
Yeah, my old neighbor. Yeah. I'm going to have to store that tale to tell on the next Tancast then, because both of those people, the ones that you thought it was and the one that actually was, are involved in the story of awesome.
Wait, you got to tell
Tune in next week! Next same tan time! Same tan channel!
And he tells a
for
story
more
about
tan gayness!
It's probably boring.
Tease us. Give us some highlights.
Do you guys remember...
I don't think your hair would look good with highlights, Noah. I think you should just stick with black.
Okay.
Crick, crick, crick.
Hey, everybody, look, Tim tried to be funny. Let's all laugh. Okay, so our large, bald friend, I, used to be dating a girl who is a horrible whore named H. Mm-hmm. She is now remarried. There is more to this story now.
To J.
There's more to this story?
She's married to J now. There is more to this story.
Oh,
sucking that.
Tune in next week as the tan turns.
The dramas of our lives.
As sands through the hourglass and turds through a butthole.
Listen,
so were the tan days of our lives.
Spread other dirt across the internet.
As the internet shoe drags tan cast shit along with it.
Right now, the internet's rubbing us against some grass.
They're going fucking tan. Every time I walk through the park, I get tan all over. God damn it.
There used to be a park I went to as a child. Like, almost every time I went there, I'd get dog shit on my shoe. It fucking sucked.
We cannot sign off. We can't do it.
Bye bye. I'm gonna stop recording now.
We're like a gay, like, you know, those little girl couples. I guess it'd be a girl and a guy. You know, like, oh no, you hang up. No, you hang up.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Tancast. If you'd like to leave a comment or read the blogs of Tim, Andy, or Noah, visit Tancast.com. You can also write us a review on iTunes or subscribe to us at iTunes or the Zune Marketplace. Be sure to vote for us at PodcastAlley.com. And don't forget to tell your friends about the podcast that sucks ass. Tancast. Wait, what's that? Your Audacity crashed again, Noah?
Dude.
I gotta do another 706-second sound bits, one bit at a time?
Dude.
800?
Dude.
I hate Noah.
Alright, I'm gonna stop recording so this isn't any longer for Tim.